This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Well, so, Hank, we hope you're going to be around here with us for a long, long time, buddy.
Well, it looks like I'll be doing just that, Red, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's fine, just as we're all looking forward to that great Hank Williams hit. What else could it be but the lovesick blues?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart.
from Late Show with David Letterman, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
The people of Afghanistan need a lifeline. After decades of war, suffering, and insecurity, they face perhaps their most perilous hour.
A month after the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan, we look at why many in the Afghan countryside have hopes the withdrawal of U.S. troops will finally end decades of violence. We'll go to Kabul to speak with Anand Gopal about his New Yorker article, The Other Afghan Women. Then, as the debate over booster vaccine shots heats up in the United States, that's a third shot, calls are growing for global vaccine equity.
With less than 1% of global doses administered in low-income countries, the scale of injustice and the level of urgency is obvious. This is one of the great geopolitical issues in our time.
Finally, El Salvador has become the first country in the world to recognize Bitcoin as legal tender.
The protests that took place in San Salvador and across the country show that common Salvadoran people do not want Bitcoin as legal tender, and that they see through Bitcoin as bad economic policy, as a ploy for money laundering and corruption.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The United States reported nearly 2,600 COVID-19 deaths Wednesday as the official U.S. death toll passed 666,000, or two-thirds of a million people. Officially, one out of every 500 U.S. residents have died of a coronavirus infection since the start of the pandemic. Scientists at the Food and Drug Administration have expressed skepticism over a push by the White House to authorize third booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. An assessment by FDA staff released Wednesday found vaccines currently in use in the U.S. still afford protection against severe disease and death. The World Health Organization's called for a global moratorium on booster shots through the end of the year, as many low-income nations have been unable to acquire vaccines for more than a tiny fraction of their populations. Meanwhile, the Biden administration will make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for all new immigrants to the United States beginning October 1st. The U.S. already requires immigrants to be vaccinated against hepatitis, measles, mumps, polio, and rubella. Pope Francis called Wednesday on Catholics worldwide to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in an apparent rebuke to a U.S. cardinal who was hospitalized with the disease after anti-vaccination comments. Cardinal Raymond Leo Burke, who's in his early 70s, was hospitalized with severe COVID-19 in August and placed on a ventilator. He survived but now faces an intensive rehabilitation. Cardinal Burke previously called vaccines totalitarian and repeated a conspiracy theory that COVID vaccines carry hidden microchips. Speaking to journalists aboard a return flight to Rome Wednesday, Pope Francis rejected anti-vaccine sentiment and said getting a shot is an act of love.
It is a bit strange because humanity has a history of friendship with vaccines. As children, we were vaccinated for measles, polio. All the children were vaccinated and no one protested.
A warning to our audience, these next stories contain descriptions of sexual violence. Some of gymnastics' biggest stars offered a scathing account of the FBI's failure to stop serial sexual abuser USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar during testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday. This is Olympic gold medalist Michaela Maroney.
This was very clear, cookie-cutter pedophilia and abuse. And this is important because I told the FBI all of this, and they chose to falsify my report and to not only minimize my abuse, but silence me yet again.